know all. I know Blade wrong. Ain't got no home. I know face wrong. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got a home. Ooh, 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 ooh.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed at dial. Please check the number or try your call again.
Pardon me, sir.
Yes?
Are you by chance a vicious criminal?
Ah, we love it. It never stops here at the Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing jefe. Welcome to Reach Radio. We're here to let you know that April is Fair Housing Month, so we're hoping that you will soon become a happy homeowner no matter what month it is. Reach is the cornerstone of home ownership, helping good folks like you get a better place and a better shot at the American dream of home ownership. Just to let you know, REACH is the acronym for Real Estate Education and Community Housing. We are a 501c3 not-for-profit corporation assisting homeowners and home buyers reach and maintain the American dream of home ownership. And we do that through education, financial awareness, and monetary assistance. Our mission is placing families in a home, not just a house. The toll-free number for REACH is 855-48-REACH. That's 855-48-REACH. Or for the dexteritist people among us, it's 855-487-3224. Or you may visit our website at reachforhousing.org. That's reach, the number four, housing.org. Our highly skilled counselors say this is the year you can become a homeowner. All you have to do to get started is call Reach and let the staffers and counselors do their job. They have the latest information about how you can benefit from their substantial inventory of South Florida properties. And the best part is, they have the knowledge you need to become a homeowner. Coming up on today's show, Vince Larkins joins us from the Fair Housing Center of the Palm Beaches with the latest information about housing discrimination and how you can prevent it from happening to you. Then after the news, Pat Tracy joins us with a little Easter hunt news. And we're looking for hidden homes, not eggs. She'll tell us all about that and how it works. And of course, Reach Radio Spotlight Home of the Week will show you how the good folks at Reach can make this house your home. Plus, we have a special guest in the studio today. Brian Price, the illustrious potentate of the Amerishriner, is here to give you free tickets to their 2014 Amerishrine Circus. That's coming up this April the 18th through the 20th. That's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday shows, and it takes place at the Amerishrine Temple at 3650 RCA Boulevard in West Palm Beach. So I would say, let's open the phone lines right now. Why wait? If you would like to receive some free tickets to the Amerishrine Circus, call the studio right now. The number is 561-844-7367. 844-7367. And we will ship you some free tickets to the Amerishrine Circus. And now let's take a look at the real estate headlines in South Florida, brought to you by reachforhousing.org, your HUD-approved housing counselors. And now, Reach Radio's voice of random wisdom and full-time news obfuscator, Steve Cote. Steve, what do you got?
Thank you, Alan. Here's some of the stories we're following for you this afternoon. Some experts say that there's never been a better time to refinance your home. That's because of a little-known government program called Home Affordable Refinance, or HARP. It allows Americans to refinance their homes at shockingly low rates and reduce their payments by an average of about $3,000 a year. Struggling homeowners from the Pacific Northwest to South Florida are complaining to state officials about a North Palm Beach law firm that they say roped them into expensive litigation against their banks, litigation that is now floundering in federal court. The Consumer Finance Protection Bureau has ordered Bank of America to pay an estimated $727 million in relief to consumers harmed by practices related to credit card add-on products. We'll have more about that. Also, homes in South Florida remain somewhat affordable by historical standards, but for the most part, properties currently for sale are out of reach for many buyers. This, according to a report from the real estate website Zillow. We'll have details on that. And even though it's taken a while, Florida housing is in better shape than it was. Throughout the nation, home prices are returning to their peaks at this point. And finally, we are going to talk about celebrities. Which celebrity makes the best and the worst next-door neighbor? If you want to live near a celebrity, we'll help you decide which celebrity is good to live next to and which not so good. Ooh. That's coming up at the bottom of the hour.
I can't wait. I'm more interested in that hemp news that you're talking about. What is that again? Hemp?
Harp.
Oh, harp. Okay.
As in what you play when you die.
Ah, okay.
Angels.
Like right now.
Angels.
Okay, well, when we return, Vince Larkins will join us on the phone with important news about South Florida's housing discrimination law. So stay with us, because researchers say 9 out of 10 listeners who want to leave don't leave because of increased pressure from the host.
Uh-oh.
Don't leave.
Ain't got no home. I know a place wrong.
Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights, not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let Reach work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at Reach are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. Contact a Reach certified counselor today at 855-48-REACH or email housing@reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam. Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Ellen Mason, your host and housing heffy. Here to tell you about the Reach Educational Membership Program. You know, if you're looking to purchase a home using FHA, HUD, and other government programs, you must complete selected HUD-approved training courses in order to qualify. There are more than 10 home ownership courses included in Reach's annual membership program. They average between $25 and $49 per course. This curriculum educates homeowners and home buyers on the basics of purchasing and owning and maintaining a home. Plus, you get 2 free credit checks per year. That's a $40 value all by itself. You know, when you add up the cost of all these valuable educational programs, you would normally pay $235. Actually, that's probably a little bit more now. But for a limited time, Reach is offering its listeners this membership program for only $99. And I said that right, $99. That's a $136 savings just for saying you heard about it on Reach Radio. Call the good folks at Reach today and tell them you want to sign up for the Reach Membership Education Program. Their toll-free number is 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. All classes are taught in English, Spanish, and Creole. So what are you waiting for? To enroll, call the good folks at Reach right now. The number again, 855-48-REACH. So if you're looking for a home, this is the place to be. And remember to press 0 for the operator. Don't miss out. Reach out. All right, joining us on the phone right now is Vince Larkins. He's the president and CEO of Fair Housing Center of the Greater Palm Beaches. They are a full-service community-based agency watching out for your best interest in the fair housing community. Vince, how are you today?
Good, Alan. How are you? Happy Fair Housing Month.
Oh, happy Fair Housing Month to you. Do we get a cake with candles with that?
Actually, I sent it over, but because I had to try it first.
Yeah, okay. Well, tell us a little bit about Fair Housing Month. Just what exactly is it? I mean, do we have a party coming or what?
Well, actually, it's a party for America, because fair housing is for all Americans. 46 years ago, upon the death of Dr. Martin Luther King on April 4th of 1968, the bill was signed into law by President Johnson on April 11th of 1968. And he said he did it as a memorial to Dr. King, but not only to Dr. King, but to all those who have struggled, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, and people from all different walks of life in America.
Wow, that's amazing. You know, April the 11th, 1968, you know, April the 12th, 1861 was the first shot fired in the Civil War, so I think it probably started way back then, right? And we just got around to April 11th and 68 to make it right, so we're glad that's happened. And so what are the protected classes? I mean, who gets protected here?
Under the Federal Fair Housing Act of 1968 as amended in 1988, the protected categories are race and color,
right,
national origin, religion,
right,
legal status, meaning the presence of minor children under 18, disability, and sex meaning gender.
Right.
One important thing for everyone to know, whether they be housing providers or people that believe that they've been discriminated against or the general public, is that Palm Beach County, in its infinite wisdom, has added categories to local ordinance that prohibits discrimination based on sexual orientation, age, keeping in mind you have to be 18 to sign a contract,
right,
marital status, gender identity, or expression are all covered. So if a housing provider has four or more units, or if they don't have four or more units, but they advertise, it's with the broker,
mm-hmm.
then it's all within those laws. It's important for everyone to understand that if you believe you've been discriminated against, they can call 1-800-910-FAIR, Fair Housing Center of Greater Palm Beaches. You can visit our website at www.fairhousingflorida.com. And, of course, you can follow us on Facebook or Twitter, and you can get to us that way. But we're more than happy to help you. And what we're proud of is the developers and people in the housing industry, the Realtors Association, that we develop relationships with, REACH.
Oh, yeah, thanks. You know, we just had a case come up here a few weeks ago, and I don't know, is there an update on that the place over there? And I don't want to use the word city place because it's not them. It's just a place over in that area.
That we're in right now, my on the advice of my attorneys, I won't discuss those. I can't. You know, I'd love to, Alan. You know.
Well, you've been giving us updates all along, and we've been following the story pretty well. And it's just amazing to me that in 2014 we still have people that are ignorant enough to try to discriminate against someone. I mean, live and let live's our policy. I don't know why they just don't go along with the program. Yeah.
And here's one: a community warning that we're issuing to the community about housing discrimination is that there is a condo management association and homeowners association in North Palm Beach that is discriminating based on familial status. And here's what's going on here, Alan. And their condo docs only allow two children per unit. So we have a situation of some of those laws being enforced on families with children. Now, we're not talking about the size of the unit, because I know a lot of our friends in the housing community will say, well, and they should. Well, are we talking about a one-bedroom unit? Nope, we're talking about a three-bedroom unit.
Three bedrooms, and they only allow two children? I thought it was two heartbeats per room.
Only two children allowed under 18 in a unit, whether it be two-bedroom or three-bedroom.
Wow.
So we want to make sure the housing providers, our friends in the housing industry, know about this, and to check to make sure that their staffs are following the right procedures of two heartbeats per bedroom.
Right.
And also, anyone that may have been affected, either at this place, which I can't name, believe you, they will be named pretty soon.
How do you pretty much know if you're being discriminated against? I mean, if you walk into a building and you say, I'm looking for a unit, and they say, well, you know, the person that handles that's not here right now, and they leave. What, do you just leave and forget about it, or how do you know?
Unfortunately, housing discrimination is very subtle these days. Hmm. It can easily be a handshake and a smile, someone telling you that there are no apartments available, but you see a vacancy sign out front.
Hmm.
Or someone telling you something to the effect that, yes, we will take your application, but every time you call them, you can't get them on the phone.
Right.
You email them. They never return your emails.
So that's a good sign. You know, we have to take a little pause right now. Vince, can we hold you over to the other side of the break?
Sure, I'll be glad to.
Yeah, good, good. Well, we'll learn more about Fair Housing Center of Palm Beaches and as soon as we get back. So when we return, Vince Larkus will give us a 5-day weather forecast on what's to come for unfair or scrupulous landlords who violate their housing obligation. Now, here's an interesting stat before we break. Did you know that 73.6% of all stats are made up? Maybe even that one.
I know later on.
You have a heart because you know what happened to your neighbors. REACH is a tax-deductible, HUD-approved organization. Their funding comes from HUD, corporate sponsors, and individual donors like you. They're here to help those in need with their trained counselors, certified in home buyer training, reverse mortgages, credit rebuilding, and foreclosure prevention. They've helped families stay in their homes, stabilizing community. They've placed families in homes throughout Florida. If you can help, even a small donation goes a long way with this group. REACH is highly regulated and audited, and your donations are tax-deductible and will be used for community stabilization. 85% of all donations given to REACH are from people like you. Give of your funds, your time, and your support. It will keep your property values high and help restore a family. Check us out at reachforhousing.org. Email us at housing@reachforhousing.org. That's the number 4, housing.org. Or call 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home, or no place to roam. Ain't got no home, or no place to roam.
Welcome back to REACH Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy, reminding everyone that April is Fair Housing Month. And we couldn't think of anyone more suited to represent such a cause than Vince Larkins. Vince, thanks for holding on through the break.
You're welcome. And Alan, you said it right the first time. You said Fair Housing Mouth. I am a Fair Housing Mouth.
Gee, thanks. I'm having a great day here. I appreciate you helping me out.
Keep that. I like that. That's my introduction from now on.
Yeah, that's it. Fair Housing Mouth. And you are, too. You represent a lot of people. Tell us about some of the cases that you've had success with.
Well, unfortunately, I always say unfortunately, there are people who believe that they can discriminate against someone in violation of federal, state, and local fair housing laws. We've worked with the Justice Department. Many of you may have heard a place called Mallard's Cove, used to be Mallard's Cove, where we conducted joint testing with the Justice Department that uncovered discrimination based on race.
Nice.
$570,000 later, that practice has stopped. We worked on cases. One of the most profound cases we had was a case in Delray Beach at a place called High Point. Now, this is the High Point is a lot of different condominium associations.
Right.
And not all condominium associations were sued. It was one particular, which I won't name, but I just wanted to put that disclaimer out there.
No problem.
And what happened was that you had an African-American mother, a grandmother, who was attempting to buy, and our allegation basically was that after the realtor came to us and told us that the condo association president told her that that woman is black and they're going to have daycare centers there and the whole nine yards, and then he went for the grand trifecta, we call in fair housing. He said, but there are only 3 Jewish families living here, and if I were condo president at the time they moved in, they wouldn't be here either. So in other words,
that's what they said.
I don't care about anybody. Well, $150,000 later, that person is no longer in that position. We've had relief, and those units have been opened up. The Fair Housing Center estimates that over the last 15 years, we have participated in the opening up of over 10,000 units in the state of Florida on an equal opportunity basis.
Nice.
Because a lot of places that we bring enforcement actions against are have multiple units, 200, 300 units. So we take pride in that, in working with our partners, REACH, and our partners in the housing industry, the Realtors Association, and developers who are trying to do the right thing. We're reaching out to them, trying to make sure that they build housing on an accessible level. That's another big one, accessibility issues. Developments that are built that are not in compliance with the 1988 accessibility codes under the Fair Housing Act. Places that build doorways that aren't 32 inches wide, bathroom doorways that aren't 32 inches wide. And with all our heroes coming back from the different wars, people injured in catastrophic situations, we are determined to make sure that all multifamily, that's important to remember, multifamily housing that's being built be built accessible to people with disabilities.
Right. I thought most of that was in the building codes, but it's just as well that they put an emphasis on it because these are important things. Folks, just to let you know, we're speaking with Vince Larkins. He's the president and CEO of Fair Housing Center of the Greater Palm Beaches, and they are a full-service community-based agency watching out for your best interests in the fair housing community, and that's what you do. You're also an attorney, right?
No, I'm not an attorney. I just have a lot of them.
Yeah, well, you know, I had a friend say that my son's a doctor, and I said, yeah, I hire those guys all the time. So I guess it's the same way with attorneys, right? But let me ask you this. Are you winning the battle or are you winning the war? How's it going since 1988?
Since 1968, we are winning the war. We are winning the war step by step, battle by battle. If you look at the polls pre-1968, there were a lot of Americans that did not support fair housing. It was a bold move by both Democrats and Republicans who came together after the death of Dr. King, President Johnson signing into law, and the polls are very, very favorable. I don't have the latest numbers, but everybody, every American believes that you should have the choice to live wherever you choose to live as long as you can afford it.
I agree. Do you think we'll see a day in our lifetime when there'll be no need for any fair housing regulations or anything like that? I mean, are we coming around?
I think we're coming around, and I think we can get there. All we need to do is continue to press forward, to come together as an American family, and continue to strive toward justice in this country, regardless of race, color, national origin, gender identity or expression, sexual orientation, or whatever. That we're all Americans and we all have something in common.
Well said. Well, we say around here, there's no need to fear. Vince Larkins is here. You take care of us, and we appreciate that. If you'd like to find out more about the Fair Housing Center of the Palm Beaches, you may, like Vince said, log on to their website at fairhousingflorida.com, fairhousingflorida.com, or you may call them at 877-910-FAIR. Vince, thanks a lot for coming on the show today. We appreciate you helping us celebrate the Fair Housing Month.
And thank you so much for having me.
You bet. All right. Now it's time for this week's Spotlight Home of the Week, brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. Their phone number, 561-351-8000, 561-351-8000. This property is located in Riviera Beach. It's at 135 West 11th Street. How's that for an exact address? This is a beautiful property. It's a single-family home with two bedrooms, one full bath, and a few extra rooms just thrown in for good measure. The property has been totally redone. New floors, new windows, new doors. Just looking for some new people to move into it. There's a huge kitchen. There's a beautiful kitchen, brand-new cabinets. And there's a huge backyard ready for cookouts and parties. So, and it's also ready for your approval. It's conventional lending only or cash. No investors, please. This home is really priced low. And if you're looking for a single-family home and that lifestyle suits you, then this property is made just for you. Again, it's in Riviera Beach, 135 West 11th Street. It's a single-family, two-bedroom, one-bath home. To make this house your home, call Pat Tracy and Associates at 561-351-8000. And that's this week's Spotlight Home of the Week, brought to you again by Pat Tracy and Associates. For additional information about this home, you can log on to our website at reachradioshow.com and take a look at the pictures, or you may call Pat at 561-351-8000. All right, we're about to launch the second half of Reach Radio Show directly after the news. The Chief Executive Director of Reach joins us with some special Easter news. So now it's time for our crack news orator, Steve Cody. Steve, what do you got?
A few wrinkles, but no cracks. We begin in Tallahassee this afternoon, Alan. A legislative effort to increase state scrutiny of Florida homeowners associations withered this year under opposition from influential community boards that fought the condoization of associations. The bill sponsor, Senator Alan Hayes, said that the flood of homeowner complaints about their association spurred him to write the bill. The proposal, built on a 2013 law that required that the first census of Florida's HOAs, was a step in creating regulations for associations and giving the state authority to investigate complaints and enforce rules. Unfortunately, that faded. Even though it's taken a while, today Florida housing is in better shape. Throughout the nation, home prices are returning to their peak prices. Indeed, Florida housing increased about one-fifth in 2013. One of the reasons Florida housing prices, along with others in America, have returned to their peak is due to an increase in hedge funds and other investors that have started aggressively buying up residential properties in the last couple of years, buying distressed properties in bulk. The negative effect of this, however, is that it's going to leave middle-class buyers with nothing left to buy. In Palm Beach County, housing and sales have become increasingly active. U.S. Housing and Urban Development Secretary Sean Donovan today announced a nearly $1.6 billion in grants to renew support for 7,100 local homeless housing and service programs across the U.S. The Florida share of that is about $72,700,000. Now, the president's 2015 budget seeks $2.4 billion for homeless assistance grants, $460 million above the 2012 enacted level. This level of funding maintains approximately 124,000 HUD-funded beds that assist the homeless nationwide, and it expands the rapid rehousing and permanent support of housing. The Consumer Finance Protection Bureau has ordered Bank of America to provide an estimated $727 million in relief to consumers who were harmed by practices related to credit card add-on products. Roughly 1.4 million consumers were affected by Bank of America's deceptive marketing of their add-on products. Bank of America also illegally charged approximately 1.9 million consumer accounts for credit monitoring and credit reporting services that people were not receiving. Bank of America will pay about $20 million in civil money penalty to the CFPB. From 2010 to 2012, Bank of America actively marketed two credit card payment protection products, one called Credit Protection Plus, the other Credit Protection Deluxe. Both products allow customers to request that the Bank of America cancel some amount of credit card debt in the event of certain hardships, like involuntary unemployment or disability. Unfortunately, the people on the phone selling those things made false and misleading claims, thus leading to that huge fine. Homes in South Florida remain somewhat affordable by historical standards, but most properties currently for sale are out of the reach for buyers, according to Zillow. Residents in Palm Beach, Broward, and Miami-Dade counties buying a typical home are spending $722 of their monthly incomes on average on mortgage and principal interest. That's a 12% smaller share than they did during the pre-bubble years of 1985 to 2000. Now, some consumers place a high priority on selecting a home where a well-known celebrity is among their neighbors. Homebuyers chose celebrity Jimmy Fallon as the most desirable celebrity neighbor in 2014. Jimmy Fallon, of course, the new host of The Tonight Show. According to a recently released Zillow Celebrity Neighbor Survey, Fallon captured 11% of the vote, dethroning last year's most desirable neighbor duo, Miranda Lambert and Blake Shelton. In order to be Fallon's neighbor, though, you have to move to Sagaponack, New York, where Fallon owns a 19th-century farmhouse that sits on more than 2 acres. On the other hand, topping the list of the worst neighbors of the year, reality star Kim Kardashian and singer Kanye West. You do not want them.
I would have never imagined that.
And in a couple of minutes, I have something for you on home security that was prepared by our producer, Rick Snyder.
Right.
But he's not here, so I'm switching hats. I'm going to take off my white golf hat and put on his propeller beanie and, and give you the information that he sent me.
Well, make sure you have your stopwatch.
There you go.
He's there. All right, something I forgot to mention. Thanks for the news, Steve. Appreciate that. I just wanted to let you know that Brian Price, the illustrious potentate of the Amerishrine, is in studio. He's coming up next. But we wanted to give you a chance to grab some free tickets to the Shrine Circus coming up next April the 18th, 19th, and 20th. So here's the studio number to call, 561-844-6167, 561-844-6167. Call right now, and we'll ship you out a couple of free tickets to the Shrine Circus. Everyone loves a circus. You can't beat that. All right, our next guest is no stranger to Reach Radio. She certainly doesn't need an introduction, but we're going to give her one anyway. She's the brains of the outfit, the lead prosecutor, the leader of the band on the run, chief cook and bottle breaker, executive director of real estate, housing, and education, community education, better known as REACH, Pat Tracy. Pat, welcome to your show.
Thank you, Alan. Thanks for hosting such a wonderful show.
Oh, well, we try, you know. So you said something about Easter. You've got an Easter egg hunt or an Easter house hunt?
Well, before that, I'll speak just a moment because this homeless sleepout was last night, and we had a group there sleeping out overnight with all the tents downtown to kind of show empathy and a part of that homelessness. So that is something REACH was involved in. Also with Fair Housing, we saw Raisin in the Sun, the movie, and certainly enjoyed that with Vince and his group and the
What was that movie about
Legal Aid.
A little bit?
Well, it was about individuals being discriminated against from a homeowner situation, and they wanted to buy back their house to keep them out of the neighborhood. So it was very interesting. It was good food and everything. So Vince did a wonderful job.
Good, good. Was Amanda Kleinrock there?
I believe she was.
She's also from the Fair Housing, the Legal Aid Society.
It was a joint thing between Fair Housing and Legal Aid. So it was very good, very enjoyable time.
That's great. Now, I want to know about the sleep out. Did you sleep out all night?
Well, with Jack just getting home from the hospital, I wasn't there, but I was in touch. I have all the pictures. We had Elkanah led our group. We had Wanda there and Kanisha.
These are all the counselors, folks, from REACH.
They were there with their tents and kids. Okay.
That must have been fun.
It was, Alan. But, you know, we're talking about Fair Housing Month, but as we approach this coming week, we're hitting into a very important week for both the Judeo-Christian faith in our area. We're heading into Palm Sunday, which happens to be tomorrow. We're heading into Passover, which starts on Monday night, sundown, and it'll run for 7 days. And then we're heading into Easter just after that. So we certainly wanted to recognize that as two very special weeks. And they're important because they have a lot to do with fair housing.
Okay, I'm waiting for this one.
All right.
Connect the dots.
I'll connect the dots. The whole basis for fair housing, many countries don't care about fair housing. There are no fair housing rules. There are classes, and there are different, if you're in this class, you're here. If you're in this class, you're here. You don't pass over those. There is no fair housing system worldwide. So only certain countries have a real interest in fair housing, and those would be countries that were based in the Judeo-Christian teachings at the beginning, which is Renaissance Europe, which is the U.S., was built out of that, and it comes from such verses as, love the Lord with all your heart and all your soul, known as the Golden Rule, and your neighbor as yourself. So treating your neighbor the way you would treat yourself. You would want to be treated properly in housing. You would want to be cared about in that way is really the golden rule, and it's the golden rule which has prompted our laws that we have today, the fair housing laws.
Wow, they were talking about that last night on one of the news channels about how our Judeo-Christian principles established our laws.
Absolutely. Even the bankruptcy law. There is a season of jubilee, and that was established through that freedom. So, yes.
That's where the 7-year forgiveness thing came through. That's all biblical.
All of it's biblical. Mm. So as you look back on this in fair housing, we wouldn't have a concern about fair housing if we did not have the teachings that teach us that fair housing is a very important issue, just as taking care of your orphans and your widows. All of it comes from that basis. So I think it's a worldview we need to look at.
Well, I think when we asked Vince if we were getting past all this, and he said, yeah, well, with all the problems we're having with religion in our society today, we better watch our step.
We had better watch our step because the past kind of projects into the future, as you know.
How do you judge future behavior? By past behavior.
Okay. And something that we have not talked about, but in 1866— civil rights was passed in this country, 1866.
Wow.
But it had no teeth. There was nothing. If you didn't do something about it, nothing happened to you, so who cared? Okay,
right.
In 1955, California had its first black state legislature. And he worked very hard. And in 1963, actually, California passed the first fair housing law. It was called the Rumford Fair Housing. Was the first in the nation, and this is 1963. This is before 1964 and 1968.
The Civil Rights Act, right.
Yeah, before those. And you know what happened? The realtors and the landlords protested. They gave out flyers. They went everywhere. They had a Proposition 14, and with a 65% vote, they overthrew that in 1963 after the law was passed. So not that long ago. And during that time, to bring back what we said about faith in America, there was a pastor's wife who wrote a play called Who Me, which really lost much of the church support. People stood outside giving out flyers for Proposition 14 to try to get rid of this law, which they did.
The fair housing law, right?
Yes, yeah. Which they did successfully overturn.
Wow. So much for putting your human being in front of the prophet, right?
Right. And really, not until 1968, when they added teeth to the law that passed, did anybody really start into fair housing. So there has to be some sort of obligation or something that happens to you if you don't obey that law to really make it
We call that a penalty.
Yes, a penalty. Something has to happen. Right, Alan? That's a good word.
Somehow I knew you would connect these dots together. I was sitting here wondering, how in the world are you going to do that? That's very interesting information. Of course, usually people fight new things that come along. They don't like change. And I think we have a new attitude in this country now, and we are starting to change a little bit. We just have to be careful which way we change.
Well, they don't like change, but they don't like change that affects them.
Or their pocketbook.
Their pocketbook. So right. If you're a landlord and you think it's going to affect your pocketbook, if you're a salesperson and you think it's going to bring down values of your home, then that's where it starts to hurt you. Otherwise, it's real easy to be fair to other people.
Oh, absolutely. And the value of the home is really what? I mean, that's a figure based on, you've been in the real estate business long enough. How do they determine what your house is worth and what your next door neighbor's house is worth?
Well, just as Vince had a raisin in the sun, mm-hmm. that story that we saw with the fair housing, they were afraid if that family moved into that community, it would bring down values for all the people. So they were willing to buy them out of going into that neighborhood. And the family decided they had labored so long that they were going to stay there no matter what. So there's a perception that if certain people move into your neighborhood, values go down, that could affect you. So it's the me, me, me. I don't want that. And that's exactly contrary to loving your neighbor as yourself.
That's why no one wants a Kardashian next door.
Yeah. right. And it's very important at this season to remember that, because this is Fair Housing Month. But this is Holy Week, and this is Passover Week. So those are very important and the basis for all that we have today.
Well, that's super information. And I do believe that it's working. I mean, our society is calming down a little bit. I mean, and we've gone through a lot. And like I told Vince earlier, can you believe today was the day the Civil War started? Mm-hmm. And that was 100 and what years ago? And look how long it's taken to get to here. Like you said, we passed legislation. And they fought it. And, I shot the law and the law won, right? Well, Pat, you're going to hang around and come see us a little later in the show, right? Because we have a few more things we have to do right now.
Our house is a very, very, very fine house.
There we go. Tis time. But for Bonding with the House segment. And today's strapping topic is protecting the house, more specifically the items in the home. And to bring all that into focus is our crack news orator, Steve Cody. Steve, what do you got?
Well, actually what we have here is the top five home security tips in descending order.
Can we count them down?
Yes.
Okay, here's number five.
Number five, make some noise. Alarm companies portray their products as kind of a cure-all, an impenetrable force that makes uncertainty out of home security. In fact, it doesn't really stop anybody from breaking in. It does, however, make your home less favorable of a target if you use it the right way. Alarms seem to be pretty foolproof. You install it, you activate it, you remember to turn it on, trusted people get the passcode and others trigger the blaring. Well, the thing about alarms, though, is that the blaring happens after the break-in.
Right.
Somebody's already broken in. They've already taken most of the valuables that are anywhere near the front door. So an alarm is kind of a peace of mind kind of thing. If something does happen, help will be on the way quickly. But if you want an alarm to really protect, the criminals have to know that there is an alarm there, thus being dissuaded.
Right, so, and let's not forget that even if you're in your home at night and sleeping, an alarm is a pretty good, it's better than a dog.
Absolutely.
So we got that covered.
Absolutely. So what they suggest is that you get a big, ugly sticker and put it on the front that says, alarm, whether you have an alarm or not.
Right.
That sticker dissuades people from even trying.
That's a good deterrent. All right, number four.
Number four, the web. There are scary people on the web. When you go on Facebook, do not, repeat, do not say, we're going to be in Rome for the next couple of weeks. It's not hard to eavesdrop on social media applications, so a robber holding a black ski mask and a lock pin could find out that you're in Rome or on a ski slope or driving cross-country. They could easily break in with no chance of being interrupted, unless, of course, the neighbors are really alert and involved. So keep your whereabouts off of social media and on your neighbor's radar.
Absolutely.
Number three,
okay.
Be original. The doormat was okay to hide it under maybe 30 years ago.
The key?
But people are hip to that. Also, there's the fake rocks. People put a key in a fake rock. Now, that might have worked for the first 1,000 people, put a key in the fake rock and drop it by the front door. It doesn't work anymore. When you hide your house key in an obvious place, you might be reducing your inconvenience a little bit in case you lock yourself out or you need a friend to pick up your mail while you're gone, but you're increasing the chance that you might find yourself in a much more inconvenient position of being robbed.
All right.
So don't hide the key near there. And number one, lots of lights. Lots of lights. And number one, for doors, windows, locks are crucial. Burglar-proof glass is a possible upgrade. The best deterrent for a break-in, the best way, the number one way to keep your home secure is with good, solid locks and a heavy, heavy wooden door. There you go.
How about a gun? well, you have to be there for that. All
exactly.
Right. All right, we won't go there. Well, thanks a lot for that alarming report there. We appreciate that. You know, we've said this before, and me, the one who just said it, would like to say it again. Thank you for joining us every Saturday. We do appreciate your attention. We've got your back door covered so you may advance through the front door of home ownership, and we'll put the key under the mat. All right, joining us in studio right now is the illustrious potentate of the Amara Shriner of the Palm Beach Gardens, Brian Price. Brian, welcome to the Reach Radio Show.
Thank you very much for letting me be here.
Wow, I'm glad you came in. I see that you brought a lot of tickets with you.
You bet I did.
Stacks. There's stacks. A stack here, folks. Let's give the number out right now. So because he's on the line, you can call right now. We'll give you some free tickets to the Amara Shriner. These are kids' tickets. Those are free.
Yes.
The number is 561-844-6167. Call right now, 561-844-6167, and Brian will be happy to send you off a couple of free tickets to the circus. So tell us about the circus that's coming up.
The circus. This is our 38th annual circus at Amara Shrine Center.
38. Wow.
38. The tickets we're giving away today are for our children and your children. But I actually brought with me today about 5 sets of adult tickets that I'd love you guys to give away for us also.
Oh,
so I guess
really?
Your first 5 callers will get the free adult tickets.
And what's the value of those tickets?
These tickets are $15 a person.
Nice. So again, 561-844-6167. First 5 people that call will pick up the real 38th annual Amara Shrine Circus tickets. And if you've never been to a shrine circus, you are missing it. And you know, check me on this. I'm not 100% sure. Wasn't the Ringling Brothers, weren't they Masons?
Yes, they were.
So that's probably how the Shrine Circus got started, right?
Yes, it was. We have a circus that comes in every year for us. He actually does the network of all their major shrines in the mm-hmm. state of Florida. And we look forward to it this year. We have a great time. And this is a new year for our circus. We've changed the acts around a little bit. Mm-hmm. In fact, on our Saturday night show, we're going to have a specially Latin theme night.
Nice.
It'll be Latin music, different events. So we'd love everybody to come out, please.
Let me give those show times for you. Friday, 11:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. Saturday, 10:30 a.m., 3 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. Saturday is the busy day. and Sunday at 1:30 p.m., and that all happens at the Shrine Temple. I was going to say Valley, but that's another part of it there. But, again, the number. You want some free tickets to the Shrine Circus? 561-844-6167. Call right now, and we'll mail these things out to you. What do you have on? You have elephants and everything up
there,
right?
We have elephants. We have a giraffe this year.
Mm.
A lot of acts, a lot of cool acts. Last year we had the Bears. They're not bringing the Bears back this year, but we have some new stuff for this year.
Well, maybe they'll bring the Cubs.
Yeah. But we'd love everybody to come out. It's a great time for all, and there's plenty of parking. Please come out. Rain or shine, the Shrine Go Circus goes on.
And lots of clowns there, too, right?
Yes. You're going to have the famous Ameri-Clowns there.
That's right.
And, in fact, this year, they've asked me to participate in the act this year, and I am jumping in and participating.
Are you the guy that's getting your hair cut?
I am not saying a word. I have been sworn to secrecy.
Well, folks, if you're looking for a good – and it's also Easter weekend, too,
it
right?
is Easter weekend.
Not that it's a big deal. We're still there. It's the 18th, 19th, and 20th of this month coming right up. That's the Ameri-Shrine Circus. And listen, we're going to be off the air in about 9 or 10 minutes here. So let me give you this phone number. It is 561-627-2100. That's the Shriners' headquarters there. You can call up there. Tell them you heard about it on Reach Radio, and I'm sure – right? Is this going to happen?
It's going to happen.
There you go. You'll get some free tickets if you call that 561-627-2100, or you may visit the website at www.amarashriners.org, and that's A-M-A-R-A, Shriners, S-H-R-I-N-E-R-S.org. So slip onto their website. Brian, thanks a lot for coming in. Thanks for bringing the tickets, and I'm looking in the other room, and yep, calls are coming in, and that's all that counts. We appreciate you showing up.
Thank you for letting me be here.
Yeah, you bet. Always. All right. When we return, important news about Reach's first-time homebuyer workshop. Classes are filling up fast, so stay with us. We're about to discover the secret of home ownership, and we didn't even need a test tube. How about that, huh? Call now for those tickets, 844-6167.
Ain't got no home. I know lady wrong.
Looking for a home? Don't understand all the numbers and the housing language? You've seen all the housing problems and are just afraid to make the next move. After all, this is the biggest purchase of your life. Reach out to the good folks at Reach, a HUD-approved housing counseling agency. Their trained staff will walk you through and stay with you until you get into your home. If you're in a home now and have made some mistakes, they're there to help. Their mission is to inspire and motivate you to achieve or maintain the dream of home ownership through education, counseling, and grant assistance. They're your Florida community friends. Reach out today. They'll reach back, and you'll be glad you did. Call 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224, or email housing@reachforhousing.org. Check out our webpage, reachforhousing.org. That's the number 4, housing.org. We're there for you.
Ain't got no home. I know place wrong. Ain't got no home. I know face wrong.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing jefe, reminding you about our first-time homebuyers workshop. If you're looking for a home and you need a helping hand, then please plan to attend Reach's first-time homebuyer workshop coming up this April 27th. You know, March's workshop was full. We had to move many applicants to a special workshop, so you may want to call in and secure your place a little early. You know, when you complete this HUD-certified workshop, you will have a real understanding of the home buying process, and you'll be able to accurately determine just how much you can afford to pay for your new home. For additional information about Reach's first-time home buyers workshop, call them toll-free at 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Now, there is a $49 fee for this special workshop, but it includes lunch and beverages. Now, remember, Reach Radio's membership program, we talked about at the beginning of the show. Just for $99, you get all the workshops. Well, this is a $50 workshop. So if you get into the membership program, you can attend this particular workshop as many times as you please. Reach is a HUD-approved housing agency with experienced realtors, appraisers, lenders, and housing counselors here to assist you in purchasing your first home. So there's no excuse to attend. Just call the Reach and get your reservations in there, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. Remember to press 0 for the operator. Don't miss out. Reach out, because all classes are taught in English, Spanish, and Creole. All right, we are down at the bottom of the show, and back with us is the chief bottle washer.
That's it.
You do everything, don't you?
I try, Alan. I try. Sometimes not so well, but I try.
You've been in the real estate business for what?
Over 30 years.
30 years.
We don't have to go into big details.
I'm just saying, I guess you know what you're doing at this point, right?
Right, right. In the sale of real estate and mortgages and the nonprofit arena. So I've been very fortunate with that.
Well, I think we've done a pretty darn good job with REACH. A lot of people, you know, our biggest problem is people don't believe that we can do what we say we can do.
Right, right. And I would urge you, we're talking about our class that's coming up on the 27th.
Right.
If people would check our website at reachforhousing.org, they will also see the other classes we're offering. On Tuesday evenings, we offer classes. One Saturday a month, we offer classes. So they'll get a list of those things that may help them.
I would say that $99 package is a pretty darn good deal.
It is. Yeah. It is. One thing I wanted to bring up, Alan, I think is real important, is Wells Fargo Bank, which has been one of our great supporters that we love, awarded the Urban Lift Grant, and it's going to aid the heart of Boynton Beach. And this week, they gave $458,000 to two nonprofits to help work in the Boynton Beach area.
Wow.
Neighborhood Renaissance is going to do sidewalks, and this covers, if you're in Boynton Beach, this covers the Sarah Sims Park and Ponciana Elementary School around that area. They're going to make it a model block, and so that group is going to do sidewalks. And another good friend of ours, Keturah Joseph, with her nonprofit, which is Community Development Corp, a faith-based nonprofit, is going to do five homes in that area.
Wow.
So they're picking up the homes, they're going to build them, they're going to have the sidewalks done. It's great for the city. Keturah has reported they already bought their first home, knowing this was coming, and that's at 128th Northeast 11th, for those of you that are in the Boynton Beach area. So we want to give some kudos to Wells Fargo and their great support of nonprofits in the area. In fact, this week, they're going to be visiting us with a little check, not quite this big, but we're going to keep pushing because we certainly will, and they have been a great supporter of ours, so we appreciate that very much.
Fantastic. Well, listen, we thank you for coming in today, taking your Saturday and spending it with us and our folks, and that's about all the time we have left in the show today. Remember, if you want those Shriner tickets, 561-627-2100. Or you can visit their website at AmerisShriners.org. Pat, you had one more thing to say?
Yeah,
you had about 10 seconds.
We'd like to wish everybody a blessed Easter, Passover season, and continually remember the right thinking that God has given us makes it a better place.
There you go. Now that's officially all the time we have left. Thank you for spending your Saturday afternoon with us. We want to thank our guests. They were great as usual. Remember, the show website is reachradioshow.com. That's where we have all the show's archives. And again, if you want those free tickets, you know the number to call, 561-627-2100. We'll hook you up and get you over to the circus. We want to thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next Saturday from 12 to 1. That's as live as we can get. And don't forget to tell your friends about our show. Remember, we're having fun helping kids.
I know ladies wrong. Ain't got no home. I know ladies wrong. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't